Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders won big last week in Wisconsin, but face tough odds next week in New York, Donald Trump's home state.
It's great to be home. This is home.
And the state Hillary Clinton once represented as a senator.
Whoa! Hello, Sunset Park! Hello, Brooklyn!
With time dwindling to overtake the frontrunners in the delegate count, challengers are waging battles of perception. Sanders insists he retains a path to the nomination.
If we can win here, it absolutely opens the door to a path toward victory to the White House. When that voter turnout is high, we win.
Cruz, meanwhile, is making a more complicated argument that he could win the nomination even if he trails Trump in delegates heading into the Republican National Convention in July.
If we go into a contested convention, we're going to have a ton of delegates. Donald is going to have a ton of delegates. I think we will go in with an overwhelming advantage. I believe the first ballot will be the highest vote total Donald Trump receives, and on a subsequent ballot, we're going to win the nomination and earn a majority.
After a poor showing in Wisconsin, Trump shook up his campaign staff, but his rhetoric is unchanged.
You know, Lion Ted Cruz came today. He couldn't draw 100 people.
Clinton, meanwhile, says she is impatient to wrap up the Democratic contest so she can focus on the general election.
We are on the path to the nomination, but I need to win big here in New York because the sooner I can become the nominee, I can turn and unify the Democratic Party, and the sooner we can go after the Republicans full time.
Polls show Clinton and Trump with substantial leads in New York. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.